What's up? Foundation Nation Podcast here. This is going to be episode one of Unpopular Opinion, where I'm going to come at you, hopefully at least once a week, I'll be able to upload unpopular opinions about things that go on within the Christian church or things that go on outside of the Christian church but have an effect on us as Christians. And so just a little bit of background on myself. I am a youth minister in a small town known as Atlanta, Texas. I'm not from here, but this is a small, quaint place. It's gorgeous. I love it. Downtown's beautiful. We had a recent string of arson going on, but other than that, downtown's beautiful. And, you know, I spent some time in the Army Reserves, and I've traveled with the military to quite a few different places around the world. And I found myself here as the youth minister, and so I feel led to come at you guys with some information that I've learned over my years of just being a student in ministry and now being a minister in ministry. So today, episode one of Unpopular Opinion, I want to talk about All Hallows Eve, or Halloween. Should you, as a Christian, be participating in All Hallows Eve, or Halloween? That's a great question. What is All Hallows Eve, or Halloween? Well, it's the eve, just like New Year's Eve is the night before New Year's Day, it's the eve before All Saints' Day. You see, early on in the Catholic, when the Catholic Church was growing, they wanted a day to celebrate the saints who died under ungodly rule. And so they created All Saints' Day. And it was celebrated in many, many different time frames. Some parts of the church celebrated it in the summer, some of them celebrated it in the spring, some of them celebrated it in the winter, some in the fall. But there wasn't a specific day put in place. And that's when Pope Gregory came up. Now, if you've ever studied anything about, I know it's kind of dorky, but if you ever studied anything about calendars, you've probably heard of the Gregorian calendar, and we actually still use that to this day. And that was established by the Catholic Church, by the Catholic Pope, Pope Gregory. I don't know. I'm not Catholic. I actually don't know which Pope Gregory it was. I just know that it came from Pope Gregory. So he established the Gregorian calendar, and in establishing this, he decided we're going to make All Saints' Day, since several different parts of the church are celebrating these saints, we're going to create a day and make one day, and we're going to do it on this day. Now, like I said, a section of the church was celebrating it in the fall already, and they were celebrating it at the end of October. And that was the churches located in the British Isles. So up in Great Britain, you've got, Wales, England, Scotland, Ireland, all of those right there, they're celebrating, the Catholic Church in that area, they're all celebrating on the same day. So why were they celebrating on this day when everyone else was celebrating on another day? And then why did Pope Gregory decide, hey, let's celebrate it on this day that they're celebrating here? So let's rewind and talk about some of the tactics of the Catholic Church. And I say tactics like they're in war. I mean, they are in spiritual warfare, but and they did do the Crusades twice. But I digress. So some of the tactics used by the Catholic Church is when they come into an area and they meet some heathens, some pagans, they see that these pagans have these celebrations. So just for an example, there is a pagan celebration of Saturnalia, and it took place, I believe, in Eastern Europe. It was very popular. As a matter of fact, it happened in the winter, and so they would bring trees into the house, evergreen trees, and they would decorate them with silver and gold. And there were other things that were going on during that time frame. And so the Catholic Church decided, hey, let's do this. Let's have our own celebration around this time, and let's bring these people in and be like, hey, you don't have to be over here by yourself. We're not against you. We want you to feel a part of what we're doing. And so we celebrate Christmas, the birth of Christ, in December around the same time that the celebration of Saturnalia takes place. And so things like the Yule log and stuff like that, none of that has anything to do with Christianity, but when the Catholic Church brought in that section of unbelievers and decided, hey, you don't have to sit out here by yourself and celebrate by yourself. we can bring you in and you can celebrate with us and we'll just kind of celebrate together and you'll be part of us now. Should we as Christians be doing that? That's for a different episode. Today's episode is all about Halloween. And so in Ireland, there is a celebration by the Gaelic community. I say Gaelic. Gaelic's a language. By the pagan community there, like Wiccans and whatnot, they celebrate Samhain. And if you ever read it, it's pronounced Samhain or Samhain, and it looks like it reads Samhain. And that's because the Irish literally decided we want our letters to have a completely different sound than everyone else's. And so I'm telling you, if you ever try to read Gaelic names, they're such beautiful names. If you read them off of paper and you don't know how to pronounce them, you're going to look ridiculous. So the Irish people in this area, the pagans, they celebrated this. They celebrated this celebration on October 31st and November 1st, and they celebrated it because it is the celebration of death. Like, it's fall. Things are dying. Leaves are falling. Colors are changing. Crops aren't growing. And they believe that this time frame in particular, the end of October through the beginning of November, is when the veil between the spirit world and our physical world is at its thinnest. So they believe that if they celebrate during this time frame, that the spirits travel back and forth between the two. And there are a couple of things that come along with this tradition that they have. For one, they would take and make lanterns out of like turnips or root vegetables. They would carve them out, they would hollow them out, and they would carve faces into them, and they would put candles in there to make them in lanterns, and they would carry them around to ward off evil spirits or to give light and direction to good spirits from the spirit realm. Another thing that they would do is they know that the veil is thin, so spirits are coming back and forth between the two. So they would wear masks, or they would cross-dress as a different gender, or they would dress up as an evil spirit in order to confuse the spirits so that the spirits wouldn't come at them, and they would leave them alone thinking that they were one of them, and they would just celebrate with them. Another tradition would be for children in groups of 3 to 6 to 9. They would go from house to house, and they would receive soul cakes, which is just a traditional Samhain treat that the children receive on that night. And it would be a blessing to the spirits. Are you starting to catch on here? So much of what we celebrate in Halloween is a blessing to the spirit realm. So should Christians outright participate in Halloween the way that it was designed and created as a pagan holiday, Samhain? Absolutely not. But that's not even an unpopular opinion, right? Because they've made sacrifices on those nights. We don't even do blood sacrifices. Like, that's not something we do, period. But should we celebrate it in the way that some people do? That say, you know, I'm a Christian and I'm a fellow believer, so I celebrate this way. Should you go out and trick-or-treat in your community? Should you be dressing up and participating in that? I don't believe so, because where is the compromise that you're making there? Is that you're participating in a secular way with secular people. And it's very clearly in the Bible that says Jesus has come out from among them and be separate. Don't touch the unclean thing. That's still unclean. But that still leaves a third option, right? Things like fall festivals or trunk or treat that so many churches have. Should you as a Christian and should your church be participating in a fall festival or trunk or treat or something along those lines? This one is a little bit more complicated because there's so many people who participate in this, but I'm going to say, unpopular opinion, no, you shouldn't be participating in a Halloween-style festival, period. For one, we want our children to grow up knowing who Jesus Christ is and the uncompromising love he had for you and me, so why would we fill them with such confusion as to what is okay to compromise and what's not? The Bible's very clear on compromise. Samson lived an entire life of compromise. He was supposed to be a deliverer of God's people, but instead he went around where he wasn't supposed to be, eating things he wasn't supposed to eat, doing things he wasn't supposed to do, And God still moved in his life until God no longer moved in his life. God stopped moving in his life because of the compromise. Someday God is going to not be there in your life because you've walked away due to compromise. Are you compromising by participating in a pagan holiday? Is it truly a pagan holiday? Yeah, absolutely. It's designed to be a pagan holiday. Is your church celebrating, doing a fall festival, giving kids candy, and telling them about Jesus the right thing to do? I'm going to disagree and say no, you shouldn't be celebrating this at all, because all you're doing is confusing the next generation. Don't confuse our kids more than they already get confused. They already, unpopular opinion, think that there's more than two genders. Like, what else do we want to confuse our kids about? What else do you want to be confused? What other compromises do you need in life? Don't compromise. Be exactly what God called you to be. Don't be like Samson. Don't compromise. Live a life of uncompromise. This has been Pastor Joe with Foundation Nation, Episode 1, Halloween. Unpopular opinion, you as a Christian shouldn't be participating in anything that was designed to celebrate evil spirits. Have a good day.